wir schaffen mit Hashem today, der Loch ist, und man sich soffen, so hat sich mal, just a Shaila, which a few of us, very posh to Shaila, steht in Chazal, chununi no bezois, chununi no bezois, if a person gives his meister, was his achieve mis sechem blem adai the end of the lash na posuk is vel kitzi lochem brocha ad lidai mos as tanis that she live live mis sechem blem adai pa kapon mishet khunun no bezei se pasen kin test pa given stocker and the pasha says it goes even on my six of him how can you see that people give the my six of him and nevertheless was that mish goes as shir so automatically in der sich is as achtru zum of them but der sich brings down somebody else Abraham Kinevsky this question he gave him two terutzim. One Tetz of Chaim told him, the same as Chofetz Chaim said, and the Tilly Sidaim and other Sachen steht in Chazal, that a person does it, is also Zeche to Ashiris, and Lermotzinu Davke, that person has the Ashiris. And that's Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim says that a person does things which are maybe Lidah Ashiris, or he does things that are maybe Lidah Anias, so he cancels out. It's not an open check, that's maybe Lidah Ashiris, and you haven't got other schoolers at the same time. It's Ashiris and Anias, and a person. It's a schooler. It's a schooler. A person has to be not do anything that causes they should have effect the other way around. One teretz he told him, and Chaim told the person another teretz. It's an interesting teretz. He said this: a person in the other world gets ancient for what he does in this world. And one of the zachen that the way the British salt up and mention their world is by taking away his nechosim, his ashiris. That's the way that person is. Ein baldin pagia in the first tchila takes first a person's money. So if the benisher wants to give a person oynish, then it says chusis beetsem. They take massive of him. They deserves to be able to an ashiris. Asli b'shvil shetisashi. That ashiris gets taken away as a oynish rather than him getting chas shalom a makir begufoy or the benisher taking away his nefesh. So not that he hasn't got it. A person can never come around and say, but I took my massive of him and I'm glib and oni. In any case, the person can never ask questions. But the pasuk of chunun no bezois, it's avtocha. You can test me with it. But imagine you can test me with it. So let's see the results. The results are there. Either person does damage and therefore maybe he doesn't get it, or he gets it as a toiv the benisher and then takes it away from him or avoids him from becoming goisha in order that to take away instead of getting goinish a more severe goinish in another way. One of the things which are very unclear about Maisik Sofim is Chafetzim. The Maisik Sofim, like we've seen, is a minik, we've got a starke minik. But from where, from what sort of zachen, which items is a person bukhuyev to take Maisik Sofim? Is a person to take bukhuyev to take Maisik Sofim? Tafke from Momonistik Yerubachim, or even from Chafetzim? So if a person gets a present, a present of money, then he's bukhuyev to take Maisik Sofim. Maisik Sofim isn't tafke from Yerubachim. That person did. If a person finds a metzia, he's mechuyev to take ma'aser k'sofim from it, because ma'aser k'sofim is from a revach. He found a metzia, he found an item. From the item, he has to take ma'aser k'sofim. V'chein yirusha, a person gets a yirusha, he's mechuyev to take ma'aser k'sofim. It's a revach which he got, he's mechuyev to take ma'aser k'sofim from it. What's about chafetz? A person has a chafetz, gets a matona a chafetz. He wins a chafetz, he wins, whoever it may be, he wins a car. He's mechuyev to take my six of him from that. He won a car in a goyrel and a lottery. Isn't going to take my six of him from the value against the car. But when a person gets chas in the presents, all these items, a person gets for bar mitzvah, svarim, these sort of rachim, is the person going to take my six of him from a chayfetz or only dafka from a monetary zach? My father told me once that when the Samar Rebbe was in Amun, so Rebbe Dov Shtembuch went to visit him together with the Maestro Rosh Hashiva. Hashiva was like his uncle, his Shviga's sister was the wife of the Maestro Rosh Hashiva, so he went together with his uncle, the Maestro Shiva, Shiva's a Chagos Achoset from the Samar Rebbe. He went to visit the Samar Rebbe in London, and together with him went Rebbe Dov Shtembuch. They both went into the Samar Rebbe, and the Samar Rebbe told them, Freikepus, ask me something. So Rebbe Dov, well, I think it was Rebbe Dov, maybe the Maestro Shiva, asked the Samar Rebbe, is there a chiyuv to take ma'asik sofim from chafetzim? Is it only on money or is it even on chafetzim? And the Rebbe said, as mustabat zizogin, hayeis, that the chiyuv, the one learns out ma'asik sofim, is from tvua, so dumya to tvua. Azoivi by tvua, kemenemen minayibai, every tvua you can cut up itself. So there's no particular item in order from the Tvua. A person has a kilo of grain that grew. So you can take any bit of grain. There's no particular item over there. You can take any bit of it and take that as his Maisa Tvua. Says the Rebbe, that we learn up my six often from there, Mustaba is the same as Tvua. Just like Tvua, every part can be given for the my six often, for Maisa Tvua, the same my six often is this, any part has to be able to be given. So if a person got £1,000, he can give the value of £100 from anywhere. Part of it, there's no particular item, even if he got a £50 note, but the £50 just resembles the £50 they got. So £5 is taken. That £50 that he got, and £5 is a tenth of it. Mashenkin, if a person gets a car, a person gets a bar mitzvah present, a person gets a chasna present, all these chafetzim, there's no, you can't take part of it, so you have to be paid it, get its value, whatever it is, estimate how much it's worth, and get that, according to that value, a tenth of it. Le Moksinu said the Rebbe that there should be a chiyuv of ma'asik sofim, but you can't take him in obey. That was the Rebbe's teretz, why one doesn't take ma'asik sofim from it, only from money rather than chafetzim. The ma'asa, in Derech Muna, Abraham Kineski also brings down the Chazanish, as the minig o'ilam is, one doesn't take from chafetzim. Can't say everybody holds that way, one doesn't take from chafetzim. Rav Ozan also writes in his tshuvas, as lo shomanu, that person takes from chafetzim. I know there was a chosin who asked Rav Shem Zalman Nadira that he got for his chasna, and he asked Rav Shem Zalman whether or not there's a chiv to take ma'asa ksofen from it. And Rav Shem Zalman wasn't so happy not to take my six off, and we told him if it's difficult for you to take it, so write it down as a choif. And Mr. Weiler, don't take it over here, but it's kibbutz a choif at some stage when you can, you give my six off. So you can't say there's other tshuvas that are those who hold that chafetzim when I to give my six off. If you know somebody's misnaik on chafetzim to give my six off him, it's not something which is up kefrek bechal. But the minig o'ilam is like Rav Ozna says and like the Chaznish says, that one doesn't take, like the Sam Rebbe says, one doesn't take from Maaser, only takes Maaser Sofim for money rather than from Chafetzim. Another Zach Beba Shlomo for last week, before we go weiter, after Shia, the Shaila came forward whether or not from council tax, a person gets a reduction living in Mashta, Salford, all these places, you get a reduction for your from on your council tax, Al Atzad, as you're on a minimum wage. A person makes more of Ochim, then he doesn't get that reduction anymore. Is there chiyuv to give ma'asik sofim? How does one estimate, how does one work out one's chiyuvim? He said that usually your person has to give taxes, so the poskim discussed that the taxes that are there direct because of your business, so you deduct that from your revochim. So a person made £1,000 and has to give tax, 20% tax on that, so his revach is only £800, and he starts giving his ma'asik sofim from the £800. The £200 that goes over from tax, he doesn't have to deduct. Pog tax, so these achen, which have no shreiches to the revochim that a person is making over there, is the pashtus, is it's aitik. When Chisak said that somebody is very hard up, he can include other taxes in his cheshmon of ma'asik, but the pashtus is that one doesn't take other taxes, only taxes that come because of my business. Shail is council tax. Council tax, really, I would have got my reduction. It's only because I've got a booming business that Mamela, I'm on a higher wage, or my earnings are more than that, and therefore the council aren't giving me this reduction. So is the fact that I haven't got my reduction included in my fsedim because of my business or not? Let's say my council tax debt is £1,000, I would only have to pay £300 towards it if I'm on a minimum wage. Now that I'm on a higher wage, I have to pay the full £1,000. I've got £700 loss from £300 to £1,700 loss because I'm on a higher wage. Is that considered one of my hafsedim because of my business, or is that no shaykhis to my business? The pashtus is, I can't say a dog of what, pardon?
Yeah, we've lost everything.
I would say I haven't lost, but because of my business, I would have got my reduction, and I haven't got this reduction. Yeah, so the pashtus is like me saying, the pashtus is that even if I would have, and most people are getting this reduction, walk upon a lot of people are getting this reduction, but at the end of the day, it's not a hefsed because of my business. Baruch Hashem, I'm earning more, and therefore maybe I'm not getting this reduction. The fact that it became machmas my business isn't that it's all because of my business. It's all my business means something that I lost and I had to give out because of my business. My e-hanocha, I can't get my hanocha because of my business. Pashtus, that's not something which is considered the loss of the business, and therefore a person has to give ma'asik, can't consider that on its own, has to give the full amount of ma'asik in the it. K Kitzvat Yiladim, which is what the Poskim, what Shlomo Zalman spoke about in Eretz Yisrael, or equivalent would be over here on taxes that a person gets. There's childcare, and there's other things that they pay, childcare that they pay towards the school fees, or not school fees, towards the childcare, the extra curriculum, the extra playtime, whatever the school are looking after, which is the childcare, and then you've got other things that the government give, working tax credit and other things that they give for a person who's got children at home. The pashtus is that childcare, which goes directly to the school, that belongs to the school, and therefore that's not considered the revach bechelal. Even if the parent gets a deducted fee on his other costs because of it, because it's covered by childcare, but the childcare is direct to the school as the shaykh is to the parents, and it has to be, it's allotted for givisa cause, and therefore it's not considered a gain for parents. Like, even though his children are in school because of it, that doesn't matter. Childcare is no shaykhis to the parents, and therefore you don't have to take maisa money that what comes in a childcare. Other things that the government give, which are to help the family, it's an etisol, equivalent of that is called kitzvat yeladim. They pay you in order to be able to give food to your children over there. Shem Zaman said, depends how you use that money. If you've got a separate account, and that money comes into the account and it goes directly for you to pay for what the government has given you. So they're giving you the money in order for you to buy food for your children. It comes into account, and when you go shopping, you use that money to buy the food. So that money, even though, of course, you're getting because of it, and even though you would be mechuyif to give your children the food, now the government, you've gained by it, but it's the government's money gone directly towards the food of the children. And here comes the big chiddush. Even though the government won't have any tainas on me. Certain things, if I use childcare, not for childcare, then I'm a criminal. I've done something, they've given it for that. I have to prove them that I'm using it towards my school, towards what I'm paying for the childcare of the school. And if I don't, I'm a ganef. I owe the money back. Kitzvat Yeladim, over there, they've given you for that purpose. They won't take me to court, al atzad, as I never pass on to my children. If I've used it for furniture in my house, that's not why they gave it to me. If I haven't, I'll be chok, done something wrong with it. Imkolzeh, if I put it, says the B'Shem Zalman, in an account that goes directly for what they've given it, and I use it for that, then that's considered that money never arrived by me. So a person gets, besides the childcare, gets from the government, I don't remember all the names, but they get, besides the working tax credit, another thing which is really meant in order to go towards the children, in order to keep support your children, it goes per child, therefore they give you more money in order to be able to support the family. If a person has a separate account, and he uses that money to buy food for the children, then according to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, I can't say everybody agrees, according to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, you use that money directly for what the government have given it to you to use for that purpose, you then have to take ma'aser from it. However, most people don't do it that way around. Most people, the money comes into the account, and the childcare, even if it's not the exact money that comes in, but the childcare is going to childcare. And the rest gets mixed up together with the kitty, together with the kupah, together with all the person's etzos and achnosis, and all comes in there. But the government gives him, he pays and keeps himself afloat, lav dafka, from the money that came in. And therefore, that, according to Shem Zaman, a person has to mechuyif to take ma'isa from it over here. It's only childcare, which is direct for the school. Anything which is not direct for the school, even though it's meant to be able to support your children, if you haven't given it direct for the children, the chayyim ma'isa.
Isn't that true? Shem Zaman
says
what he said before. Shem Zaman says you get
chayfetz,
you should really take
ma'isa
from it.
No, chayfetz is direct for me. Chayfetz is for me, that's what I'm trying to say. See over here, it's like it's given for Gavisa Matara. I'm giving the money for Matara. Gavisa Matara, given for a certain purpose, is not a reason to be able to give ma'isa money. There comes the big shaila when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, which we discussed a bit on Chanukah, that it's hard to say something clear-cut in it, but the Rav Moshe has a tshuva about it, and he gives quite clear guidelines how a person's approach should be towards when a person gets support from a parent. If a bocha gets money in yeshiva, and his father gives him money, he's in Eretz Yisrael, and his father gives him whatever it is, a week, gives him £50 a week, in order that he should be able to, whatever he wants to spend on in Eretz Yisrael. A bocha is a pasha within atzmo, because the bocha is pasha that's got a din of oni. A bocha hasn't got his own money at all, and therefore he's got a din of oni. Says Rabbi Yashiv, if the father has some sort of setup with the child, he's got enough for the boy to be able to survive for the money that the father's given him, then the money can be considered something as extra. But the fact that the father's supporting him, the fact that a child always can turn back to his father, and therefore he's going to keep himself, He's got food over there, because every time he needs more, he'll ask his father, can I spend money on the card? Can you send me some more money? That's not considered that the boy in yeshiva, the bocha in yeshiva, has money. Bocha having money in yeshiva means he has his own money. Not he can always, person is surviving because he can always turn back to Kupa of Stocker to give him money. That's not considered the person has his own money. That only can be supported by somebody all the time, full support. He hasn't got his own money. A bocha in yeshiva depends what the setup is. If Yashik says, if the bocha in yeshiva has his money, then it's alright. But if he doesn't have his own money, and he's always referring back to his father, even though his father is giving him everything, he's got a din of honey. So let's put a bocha aside, talk about a younger man. Or a bocha for that sake, whether his father's giving him upfront a certain amount of money. When is a person mechuyav to take ma'asik sofim for money that he received from a parent, and when is a person not mechuyav to take ma'asik sofim for money that he received from a parent? The standard case, which a bocha can talk about, is a person's and get support from a person's learning, let's say, that's Israel, and gets two year support from parents. That money over there, is he mechuyav to take ma'asik sofim from it or not? In the case of Ramosha, in Yadeh Chelik Beis, where somebody asks him over there, came with a tiny, said, the father said, I've given him support in order they should be able to sit and learn with Yeshiva Das. And now I gave him support, I made the cheshbon of how much it's going to cost him to live for the amount of time it's going to be Israel. 2 years in Israel, cost him so much per month, and I've given him that support. If he takes that Maisa, money from that, which I've given him over here, he's going to run short. He won't be able to pull through the Chodesh the same way. True, he'll get the brachas maybe by himself, but I've given him in order for him to be able to survive in Eretz Yisrael. And by him taking ma'asik sofim, he's not having the minimum, the bare minimum, which I made the cheshbon that he needs in order to survive. The boy has, now his son, has no right to be able to take his ma'asik sofim. That was the tshuva in the Moshe Feinstein. Chaznish, in this one, is the most machmi. And the Chaznish holds that emes, if there's no kpeda from a person, from the noisen, for me to take ma'asik sofim, I'm chuv to take ma'asik sofim. That means even though it was given for Gvisa Matara, he was giving it to me, somebody comes, an uncle comes and says, you know what, a machshiv, you're learning over here, I'm giving you a year for you to be able to stay in Kollel for a year, I know you're finding out, here's an extra year support. And he's given it for a Gvisa reason. He's given it for a year's learning to this younger man. He says, take this money for the learning. But if the Noisim would hear that he bought himself a car with it, be fuming. He may even turn around and say, it's Kneva. He said, I gave it to you in order to stay in Kollel, not in order for you to buy yourself a car. Says Chaznish, if he won't be makbid, if I take my sixofim from it, then I'm mechuyav to take my sixofim from it. If it's a kpeda that I shouldn't take my sixofim from it, then I've got no right to do it, because I'm mamish as a shliach, I think that's what Chaznish meant, I'm mamish his shliach to do it. Instead of him going and paying my bills every month in order for me to be able to sit and learn, he's given me upfront a year's support, but he doesn't want me to take myself from it and be annoyed if I took myself from it. That means it's mamish his money for Gewiss Matar. Then the Chazanish says, I shouldn't give myself, I'm not mechuyav to give myself. Anything less than that, I'm mechuyav to give myself, according to the Chazanish. If there's no kpeda mitzad ben noisen, there's a chiyav to give myself, and if you can't afford to give myself, you have to mark it down. So it brings down a Chaim Kineski and Derech Hamura from the Chazanish.
With that money which he needs for his learning.
We'll get to Svarim in a minute. Svarim is quite complicated. Svarim is different. There's the case of Shulchan Aruch, we're discussing Svarim, and there's nowadays buying Svarim for Maisa money.
In this case, that his father gave him money, and he needs it for his learning.
Are you talking about Stam? Not using Maisa money. Stam, my father gave me support, £500 a Chodesh.
He wants to take part of that money to buy.
That's included in what the father allows me. The father won't be annoyed if I buy myself an extra Danish. I can live normally. I can buy myself a Danish, I can buy myself a safe as well. Why not?
I'm saying he's taking Meissen money from
it. No, he's not using. You're talking about using the Meissen money that I'm mechuyev to give to buy a safer, or to use the money that my father gave me to keep myself afloat in Eretz Yisrael to buy a safer.
Yeah.
I can't. My father won't have a time if I buy an extra Danish on a Shredish. If say this, like, my mom's have an extra safer, not a Shredish. The same thing. I can do what I want. I'm allowed to buy myself an extra safer. Swarm, we'll get to Swarm in a minute. Swarm for my Swarm, we'll get to it soon. So, according to the Chazanish, it's quite chomo. I think generally what's accepted amongst the poskim, but really the way Ramosha says it, here, it depends whether or not there's a kpeda, whether there's not a kpeda, and depends what the money is given for. If instead of me turning back to my father every time, my father's giving me the money, and he says, I want you to stay in Eretz Yisrael, and he'll be annoyed. If he hears I went away on holidays with that money, and I, instead of being 2 years in Eretz Yisrael, I was a year in Eretz Yisrael, and I went away and spent that money, I went wherever I went away to, and I used that money over there, my father will be annoyed for me, and he'll turn around and say, Men could be a gun for it, but says the chutzpah, I gave it to you, I worked hard for that money, and I gave it to you for you to be there for 2 years, and you bowled me by not spending the money that I wanted you to over here. And then there's no chiyuv to give ma'asik sofim. Because the chiyuv is given for gevissa matara from the father in order for the person to be able to learn in Eretz Yisrael. If the child has the right to do whatever he wants with it, then the true, it was given for a purpose, but no times you gave it to me, maybe that's what you meant when you gave it to me. But I can do whatever I want with it, then I'm going to give my six of them. There are those who hold not like that. I think that's a very fair tamsis from what the poskim hold, whether there is a chiyuv of my six of them, not my six of them, from a parent. If you look at the child spending his father's money, b'shlichus, the father, instead of the father giving him money all the time, the child is spending it, but it's meant for gevissa tachlis, and it's the father's money, and he's spending his father's money, b'shlichus, the father, then there's no chiyuv ma'asik sofim. If the money is a child's eigen geld, the child can do whatever he wants with it, even though it was given for matar, there's a chiyuv ma'asik sofim. Avada, there's a minor person to give ma'asik sofim. More than that, the chaznish held, even more than that, a person should be giving ma'asik sofim. Makapanim should be marking it down. According to the Moshe, it's a chel inyan to give more than that. But in a shia, where the person wants to know what is mechuyev to do or not mechuyev to do, chiyev, when ma'asik sofim is a minig, one can't say there's more of a chiyev. Generally speaking, that's minig. Minig is only from money that's meant for your own tachlis to do whatever you want. But if you're meant for a gewisse reason to be in Eretz Yisrael, that's why you're giving it instead of the father giving it the month, then there's no chiyev ma'asik sofim from it. Chofetz Chaim brings down the Ma'asik Sofim, there's an Indian to give the exact amount in Ma'asik Sofim. There's a Ramazim, why Ma'asik Sofim, and therefore people think that you give Ma'asik Sofim more than a tenth, he's being medactic because he's giving more than the Chiyuv of Ma'asik. Of course, he's giving more tzedakah, but the Chofetz Chaim says that a person should give Ma'asik with a Cheshbon. Because there's a Muslim in Inyonim by giving exact Maisa. And therefore, the Chofetz Chaim is Mayayitz. That if a person wants to have the schoolers for state, when a person gives his exact Maisa, he should make a Tanai that anything that's more than Maisa should come under Tzedakah. If a person is Inyonim and giving Dafka a tenth, and therefore, Mela, if a person is always more Machmeh rather than giving too little, but then he's not going to have the Inyon for state of giving exact Maisa on the schoolers of Chazal. And therefore, says Chofetz Chaim, that the Miliyats and Avos Chesed, that person should say Mirosh, that anything more than my Maisa, I'm not giving as Maisa's Ksofim, I want to come under the Stam General Mitzvah Stoker. Last week after Shia also was about, a few people asked, by giving an Oni, buying from an Oni, or giving money to an Oni, buying Chafetzim from somebody who hasn't got, who has Be'etzim got a din of Oni, on the Oifen Mechubud, and giving him his mice. So it divides itself into two. It divides itself in buying chafetzim from a poor person, and also if I've got a choiv from an oni, and I want to be moichel the choiv, and I tell him, nech tafnish egel, but no, forget it. And really, when I'm telling him forget it, it's me giving him my mice off him. He owes me £1,000, and I know there's no way he's going to be able to pay it back. So I go and tell him, you know what? Say that Zanek Apora, a moichel, believe shalom, keep that money. But really my cheshbon is that I want to use it for my six sofim. So if Yen has gone bankrupt and he can't afford anymore, I know I'm never going to see that money back. So even though I'll pidine Torah, the chayv is geblieben, if I've got no way of getting that money back, the fact that I'm telling him I'm moichelim and therefore I want to use that money, my six sofim, straight and point in the passing, that's Ramos. I'm not giving him anything. I'm never going to see that money back in any case. What am I giving him? The shail in the poskim is when again I could really take it back of him. And I won't get it there, I'll get it tomorrow. Not this week, I'll get it in a year's time. There's a way of getting that money back. But instead of claiming it back from him, I'm going to tell him that I'm oichel him. And that way around, I'm going to give it as my ma'asik sofim. So the shach says, it's a tenai of being able to do it is only if a person has mirush. When he lent the money to the oni, says the shach, I had to at that stage have in mind that I'm going to give it him as ma'asik sofim. Or I can have a tzad to give it him as ma'asik sofim. But if I lend somebody and then later on he's struggling and I want to let be meichel lechoyf because he's a oni and tell him and really use my ma'asik sofim for it, the shach says there's no head for ma'asik sofim. The Nedib Yudah holds that is a heter to use it, even though I never had das mirush. Abba, Rav Moshe says that's only b'tnai that I go and tell him that I'm giving him my six of him. I can't do a ramos. I can't use my six of him and not inform the Oni, and the Oni thinks he's just getting his choiv let off. That I can't do because he thinks I've let off his choiv. And really, I haven't let off his choiv b'chel. I'm using my six of him. I need to come along and inform him. However, the Rav Moshe doesn't allow, doesn't like lechatchila to rely on the Nedim Yehuda, but the Pasuk do allow. If a person, a way of giving my six of him, b'hofen mechubed, to an oni, even though the shach says really you should have in das lechatchila, one is meikel. The pasuk ma meikel aloch lemaisa. That if a person has a choiv to an oni, to be meikel lechoiv, even though he never das lechatchila, would really be, you know, the person may not is not going to pay it back to padin the shach, and the shach alvo have in mind that he's not going to pay him back. I'm going to be meikel him as my six of him. But if a person didn't, im kol zeh yesh amilis moich on the Nedim Yehuda without the extra tonight the Nedim Yehuda to have in mind that you meikel the choiv and. Even though b'shas you mechila, and you're not really mechila, you're just using a ma'asik sofim, that's good enough. The chain, the other way around, if a person wants to go to a poor person and buy something which you wouldn't have bought otherwise in order to support the oni, if he's doing it in order to buy the item that he wouldn't have bought otherwise, then he can use ma'asik sofim. The marshal said that was after share last week. If sometimes people go around the bottom of Roshim and they sell svarim as a way, as even mechubad of collecting money over there, even though it's costing them more money because they have to print the sefer, but at least they feel better, they're selling a sefer rather than asking for money. And you would never buy that sefer, you're only buying the sefer in order to give the oni, b'ayfin mechubad, some money, even though you're getting something in exchange. You got the sefer, and the sefer may be worth a pound or two, because it's selling the shop, the paper, the printing, it costs money, that sefer there. You have no interest in that sefer, then you can use the full amount of money for ma'aser money. You've given the oni money and even mechubad. If you've got something that sefer, you wouldn't have bought that sefer, so then you have to tell yourself how much you would have paid for that sefer. If they're selling a sefer for £10, and really, interesting subjects, you would have bought it, but if it was going for £2 outside of the smedish, you would have figured out nothing more than £2. So even though you got it now, so you deduct, you pay £10 for it, you deduct £2, because that's how much the sefer is worth for you, and the other £8, you can use a ma'aser money. So a person always has to make his cheshbon how much he would have paid for it in lule then that he wants to support the oni, and anything more than that, he can deduct from Isaac Sofin. Buying svarim, using Maisa money for svarim, is something which is quite complicated. In Din of the Shulchan Aruch, a person is allowed to buy Maisik Sofin, use Maisik Sofin to buy svarim. A person is allowed to use his ma'aser geld, the shach, the taz, both bring down. A person can use ma'aser geld in order to buy a sefer. The Aruch HaShulchan is very annoyed with the whole concept of people using nowadays ma'aser geld. V'chein, the Rabbi Yashiv expressed himself very sharp about it. People using money to buy ma'aser geld to buy sefarim nowadays. Even though they don't, not denying the fact that Tazoy Shteit and Shach and Taz, they're allowed to. I saw in Letter Sor by somebody, he's got a sefer of Reb Kvega, and Reb Kvega writes inside it, signs his name, and says, Kenisa Zeh Mimois Maisa. That means Reb Kvega himself, not Shach and Taz, Reb Kvega Maisa was also misnagged that way around to buy a sefer from it. The stipler said that he used to buy, you know, so Rabbeinu brings down that the stipler used to buy his farm, or some of his farm at least from Maisa Geld. But there's a tenai in it. It has to be something that it's made for the public. The public can use. And the stipler said, after he saw that people weren't coming to use the svarim, even though he'd written inside it that was my geld svarim bought for my six of him, but nobody was coming into his house to use the svarim anymore, so that means the sefer was meant for his private use, then he stopped using my six of him to buy it. Reb Liashiv and Reb Shem Zalman are very strong that which the Shach and Taz say you can use money to buy my six of him was only bizmanim. Bizmaneim, that there wasn't motzu to have svarim, and a person wasn't using his own money to buy the sefer, and buying a sefer meant you doing an abatzah satoira automatically, because the smedrash didn't have the svarim without you supplying the sefer. So somebody in the shtot who bought a sefer was causing abatzah satoira because it was mashal lit l'rabim. So that way around,
you lifted the bizmedrash.
Even if he didn't leave in the bizmedrash, but it was media people that had the sefer. And that way around, he caused the day abatzah satoira. So Mamele was like a meant for the rabbim. That way around, there's a kiyum of Maaser Ksofim by buying a sefer from it over here. But nowadays, that any person, every bismedrash, has people to give the svarim. They've got all the svarim that they need. And every person who wants a sefer will buy the sefer himself. So you're buying the sefer for your own private use. And you, even if you write inside it, I bought it with Moses Maisefer, but what is the public gain from that sefer? Nobody's gained from that sefer at all. So it's a personal gain for you. And that says, say the Pasuk, the Antiker Pasuk, there's not really much of a heter to be able to buy a sefer. But there is a way to buy a sefer, even after the Pasuk's limitations on buying sefer. If the marshal, a person's learning Basa B'Cholof, and he wants to buy one of the Rishonim or sefer, a new sefer came out on Basa B'Cholof, and he's taking going to donate that sefer, if it's signed by him in his house, and he's, nobody's going to have use from that sefer afterwards, and he's just going to write Kenisim Mimoyes Maisa, and every Otsas Swarm is going to be able to have a sefer, that sefer without him, so he hasn't gained from it. But if I'm buying it, and I write and Lechatchila buy it for the Mismedrash, the fact that I use it, I buy it to the Avdas to give Mismedrash, the fact that I'm going to use it beforehand, that's not what they're talking about. I'm not saying it's a geshmaka way to do it, but that goes awry. That's not what Rabbi Lashua is talking about there. It's a kuchot lula to use your ma'isa money to buy svarim. You're buying it for the besmedrish. You are buying the besmedrish. You've gained from it. I'm allowed to gain from ma'isa money.
And if I write a gos,
if a person buys a sefer and he's writing a gos, that's meant his own private sefer, but a person has to give a shir. A person, wherever it is, and that sefer isn't. He's going to three bottom midrashim and he can't. He's learning through a subject and noise over there. He's learning through my six of him and there's a shortage. That sefer doesn't exist. A new sefer came and I'd throw an extra sefer. He would never buy that sefer. He wants to buy that sefer. He'll donate it to shul afterwards. Okay. But he wants.
Everyone's learning psochim and Dafi. I mean, looking for Kamari, you can't find it. So
he buys a sefer. So if he buys a sefer that was medrash, so if the medrash really has use from that sefer, if it's a gemara that the medrash can gain from it, and instead of you buying it, the gabba buying it, you're buying it over here, so the etzim is no problem from that. You've given a sefer which is worth the value of the sefer given to the medrash. It's not ramos. A person has to be oiskalten with his ma'asik of him. If he's giving something a sefer, I can give lechatchila a sefer to the medrash. So the fact that I want to use that sefer for 2 weeks before and give over to Bismedish, maybe deduct a bit of its value and then give it from your mindset of me. Give me something to Bismedish. That's not what Rabbi Yashiv is talking about. Rabbi Yashiv is talking about a sefer that lies by you at home, a sefer that you use for your own personal use. On that, the person can say it's not a nice thing nowadays to use it. But a person wants to buy something and do for Bismedish, you can't say he's doing it avil if he does it that way out. Pensions, which is something which is taken off from a person's wage. So there's two ways. There's a certain apichok, where a person is not mechuyev to give a pension, and he puts aside a gewiss amount in order to go inside the pension. And there's certain times when a person is mechuyev to deduct part of his wage in order to give as a pension. If a person is not mechuyev, and he thinks, why not put aside money for a later stage, then over there, the money, even though he doesn't see the money, it goes across to a pension, the money is his money. Instead of him taking out the money, getting the money from whichever firm he's working for, he's passing it on to a pension. So that's money which he's gained, it's really money that he got, and he's passing it on. That money needs a person to take ma'isa from. Say the Paskim, money that I'm mechuyev al pichok to put into a pension, even though that pension is there for me, but I haven't got that money at all. I live in this country, and this country is mechayev a certain amount to put away from the wage, for the person giving me the wage to put it into a pension. I haven't seen that money. When, at a later stage, I take out the money from a pension, then I'm actually getting the money, I've got something from the money, then I'm mechayev to take ma'isa. Oh, but before I've got it, if my wage is a certain amount, and from that wage is deducted the pension, not mechayev to take ma'isa. You haven't got it yet. You live in the country, and this Medina says that a certain part of it is cut off and goes somewhere. When you'll get it, it's yours. Before them, I could understand not that I have associated nothing. If this holds that way, I'm other passing that pension that I'll be chok, a person doesn't have to do that. It doesn't have to give ma'isa. Still, ma'isa, it's money that a person is mechuyev to take ma'isa from, but not at this stage. Later on, when he uses the money of the pension, he gives ma'isa from it. But at the stage when he gets his wage, he doesn't have to give money from that pension.
It's a private pension, so I've got it then, yes.
When I get it later, I've already taken myself from it. So the interest...
Can you take off the contribution?
Again, I got £500 and I gave and you get £50 of it to a pension that wasn't
included. And then 10 years' time, you're going to get a pension from it. You can take off your contribution then.
Yeah, but I've taken my already before.
The actual contribution.
From the contribution, I'm going to have to take off myself from that also. If I put £50 in per month, then I have to take £5 from that £50 that I put in.
If you're saying you have to take myself, you can't deduct it as an expense now.
Yeah.
Sorry, once you actually get the pension, then you can go back and take your contribution as an expense.
I don't know. I gave £500 this month and I gave £50 to a private pension.
And you actually got the pension paid out.
How much did I give myself? I took from £450 myself or £50
myself? You can say that
£450. No, £450. My earning is £50 and I gave £50 towards the £500 and £50 towards the pension. So I say, if I'll be hot, I'm a queen. Not hot, so I gave already now. So I gave myself a £500.
One day, once you get that money from the pension,
it's
the money that you paid
in.
You take off then.
I'll take off the second thing. I've already taken myself. I put myself already now. I take
myself.
That's just
why my choice.
Find the interest. Then I'll have to take it down on the interest. Well, but it's a quite. Doesn't have to take twice on the same river. I'll take it now. The shine is in whether I'm going to take it now or I'm going to take it at the later stage when the fear is. Yeah. Money that hasn't arrived at me, I'm not mukhiv to take maisa. Money which is promised to me, money that people owe to me, there's no chiv maisa. Chiv maisa is money that I have. Money that I don't have is no chiv maisa. The shayla is only by a pension, which is really something that I have. I've just, instead of taking it and put it back in a pension, it went straight through from my wages into a pension. On that, the possum says, and after minute, with a pension I'm mukhiv, a pension I'm not mukhiv. Above that, the money that's promised to me, a person is not mukhiv to take maisa. Maisa is only for money that I have, and it's lying by me, and I have access to it. Yeah. A person that is saw, which is very negia, you go to work, and you get a pass that's called a chofshi, you go on the bus, in order a pass that lasts 4 months. Over here, you also, whatever a person gets, something that will allow him to be able to do travel within a week or month, wherever it is, in order to go to work. Even though, if I would never have bought it, if I wouldn't have gone, not for the fact that my workplace is an hour away, and I buy this pass in order to go to work, but now that I've got it, I can do loads of travels with it, so kishmak is after have. If I would never have bought it, not because of my work, so it's part of my source from work, I don't have to take myself from it, it's a tzor. I'm allowed to have revochim for my work. So the fact that I've got a gain and it's worth £3-4 for me to have this pass in Eretz Yisrael, you pay 200 shekel to have a chofshi in order to go on the bus free for the whole month, and it's worth, even if someone would offer it to me, I would pay 40 shekel, 50 shekel. Even if I wasn't going to work, I'd still pay 40, 50 shekel for it. I won't pay 200 shekel. 40, 50 shekel to buy a pass to go on the whole month, the zikr would pay for it. But it doesn't matter. I bought it solely for the tachlis of my work. Then you don't say, but it's worth a certain amount of money for you. That's part of your work, it's ours. The fact that you've got a gain from it, that's an extra revach. Something which is there directly because of your work, if it's you're buying it for your work, your revochim, doesn't matter. The fact that you've got a gain from it, doesn't matter. You can deduct. It's ours for your work and take your ma'aser money for after you've already taken that deduction. V'chein, say the poskim, if a person goes to work, which is more negia to noshim than our noshim list, a person's a teacher, a person's in wherever it is, and they have to wear clothing, were they not to go into work, they wouldn't buy so many outfits, wherever it is, when they're going to work. Or because they're going to work, because they're a teacher, therefore they're going to buy themselves more clothing. If it's true, they want to buy that clothing, and they're only buying the clothing because of their job, that's deducted as its source for my work. Makes no difference the fact that the isha's happy that she's got this clothing over here, she's gained from it, but she bought it because of her work. Person has to be honest with himself why he's buying it. But if he's buying it for work, again I'm allowed to have. That doesn't matter. Again I'm allowed to have for myself. Again I'm allowed to have for my work. Every person's got lots of gains from the fact that he goes into his work. The fact that he makes his panos and then there's also a gain. It doesn't matter. The itzos that person does to his work, that is deducted from the cheshbon ha'maaseh. The chain of a person buys a car, for work over there, says Rav Ozner, a person has to be careful. A person can't go and splash out on the car and say, because I'm buying a car, if a person buys a car, so if it goes on the business cheshbon, then he's more buying more than if he buys on his private cheshbon. Because for tax reasons, it works out better if he buys on the business account. But if a person buys a car, even if he's buying a car much more than what he would usually buy, says Shem Zalman, that you can't say, I'm buying it because of business. Something that you buy solely for business, it's a very hard thing to define, but it's quite clear what the get is. Something that I buy solely for business. If I've got a revach from it, then the revach is hakel revach. I can still deduct it from my stuff because I bought it for the work. But if I buy a car and I bought a much nicer car, and my work isn't behind me to buy that nicer car, whilst I'm buying, why not buy a nicer car? That why not is my private revach. I don't need it for my work. I need the basic, what's considered the normal car, except the normal average car the person would buy in order to get from his home to his workplace. Anything more than the normal, that's already a private revach than a person has to deduct it from his maises. A person always has to get the balance right. It's because of work, I don't have to deduct it, but only for something which is really machmas to work and not something that's extra. What was very negeah was when, I don't know if it's beyond, when Soft had its problems a few months ago for people who lost money that was in the charity account. And there's a double shayla. There's a shayla number one, a person who loses money, is he mechuyev to take maisa money from it? Something went wrong in business. Somebody had le'elenu, gneva at home. Somebody's money got lost. Is he mechuyev to take maisa money from it? Or do we say it's like a hefsed that you had, and therefore, Mamela, if a person's business didn't go well, he doesn't take Maisa money, so too if money got stolen, he doesn't have to give Maisa money. Pardon? A person made £1,000 profit, was in his house. He then had to give afterwards. He made £1,000 profit. Maybe it's the mukhuf to give £100 Maisa for it. The fact that the money's been stolen now, he still owes £100 to Maisa. The other way around is, if a person has Maisa money that's stolen from him, is he achroi on maisa money? The person got maisa money which is lying by him, is he or is he not mukheva b'shmira on the maisa money? So it divides itself into two separate parts. In Vayna, yeah, people had large sums of money which were lying over there in the charity, and that, let's say the money was allotted to go to tzedakah, was solely there for the maisa money to go to tzedakah. He only uses that money for tzedakah, and it's not over, stam avichtig gezach, the Chaznish says that a person should always say he's not making it, he's set it aside for Maisa, but he's not giving it Dine Maisa till it arrives at the Oni. Because if a person has Maisa money which is lying by him, he runs into problems of Balta Ache. You have to give it over at the first opportunity a person has.
Dividends, if you invest with someone and someone goes bust.
So what happens if a person has revochim? If it's an investment over there and it went bust over there, so I'm not mechuyev, my business didn't make a revach. But if a person that wasn't a business, he's ready after his post his business, he's ready full revach. He got £1,000, he won £1,000, there's £1,000 lying by him at home, and that money was stolen. Now it's stolen from him, is he mechuyev to take maisa or not? The poskim say that it's considered nezokim. It's not dafka nezek from a business, it's nezek from, I didn't have a revach from that money, a person's part of it. Chavis Yoy says that even though I got my full revach from it, and only afterwards was stolen, so really it's Maisa that Mokhiv to give over to Maisa. No. Money that's stolen, a person doesn't have to give over. Aveda and stolen, a person doesn't have to deduct Maisa from it. But there's another shaila. What happens if a person has Maisa money, which is lying by him at home? Is he got a din of a shame on it or not? So Pesach Tshuva brings down In the beginning of Simon Rish Mem Tes, Ma'ayim b'shut, abor to heaven, shenishal be'echot, shesho mois maise sheloi etzloi, ad esram bilei la'niyim agunim, oi kuriv of sheet in lehem. Ubeinu ubeini hoitze amois etzochoi, v'achakach kosav eilov echot, mim kuriv of, sheish lachloi eze sach, nisuyus nisuy bitus. Sent the mice money through an ishnemon and it got stolen on the way by derech. The chiddush of the Pesach Tshuva b'shem Nabor to Evan, that money for mice money, a person is not mechuyev b'achrayis from it over here. Again, there's quite a lot of possible argument. But aloch lemaisa, a person is yesh lo yamilis meich. Somebody who had money in the soft account, and the money at the end of the day he couldn't retrieve afterwards, he got a double revach. Chasson, not a revach. I mean, he hasn't given over his maisa money. Much rather that the money should go to a good zvek. But if the money was only used to give over for maisa, if a person used it in other places which are considered tzedakah, and really it's for his own private rebochim, or used it to pay school fees and all these achim, so it's not allotted for maisa money. The fact that under the charity it comes, it goes over to something which is considered a charity, that's not considered, I had money set aside for maisa. It's only if I use that money to keep moistus, to support moistus, then the money that was lying in my soft account was money that was meyuchad to go over to tzedakah. But if I use that to pay my school fees, even though as far as they're concerned it goes to a charity, but as far as I'm concerned it's nothing to do with my six sofim, because I'm mechuyev to pay my school fees. So it wasn't money that was meyuchad bechlal for maisa. It's money which is my private money. My private money, so I haven't given maisa from that money. It wasn't maisa money. So a person always has to make two cheshbonos. Number one, if money he lost, bonus, he's potter to pay maisa from it. Number two, if it's maisa money, then he's potter al shema for maisa. No chiyuv shmira or maisa money. A person has to try his best to make sure it doesn't get lost. But as soon as it got lost, he doesn't have to replace the money.
Even shema chinam,
he's not chiyuv. No, it can't be pshia. It can't do anything with the pshia. It has to do the way, same way as he would treat his money. If it was nenas, the way shema chinam, it's not an onus. Anything for an onus. That's the way the Pesach Tshuva says it. Anything for onus happens, then I'm potter b'achrayis for it. Anything less than onus is chayav b'achrayis. Giving money merosh. If a person wants to give maisa money before he's actually earned the money, is a machlekes between the Nedib Yehuda and the Ochlaneh. The Nedib Yehuda holds a person's allowed to give his money even before he earned it, and according to the Binyan Tzi and according to Ochlaneh, a person can only give maisa ksofim after he's earned it. The Pasuk generally say, go with the Nedib Yehuda's gang, that you're allowed to give it if it's a minik. That means the Pesachim hold that really it's a machlekes Nedib Yehuda and Ochlaneh. You should be machmir like the Ochlaneh and only give after you've gained the money, not before you've gained the money. But if the way you're giving your maisa ksofim is that you're not taking it as an ikedin that you're giving maisa ksofim, you're taking it lachatchila, you makabel yourself b'tor minik to give maisa ksofim, then you only mechuyev to give your maisa ksofim the way which is considered the accepted practice to give it. Because you're only giving your maisa ksofim al tzminik, so you give your maisa ksofim according to what the minig is. And since the minig, the person says nowadays, that person won't dafka give his maisa ksofim after he's gained it. He's given maisa ksofim even before he's gained it. So nowadays, a person is allowed to give maisa ksofim even before he's earned the money. I mean to say, maisa ksofim really, strictly speaking, maybe should have been giving it afterwards. But we're not giving maisa ksofim because we hold it's a chiv derais or chiv derabanan. We're giving it because it's a very strong minig. But it's only a minik. So the minik of giving my six offim is the way we accepted it. And the way the minik olim is that people give my six offim in advance, therefore Mamela person's allowed to give his my six offim in advance. However, tzicha maile, if a person asks a shayla, am I better off? Should I give it ready now? Or should I better wait a week or two till I've actually got the profit? I know I've made that profit in my business, and only afterwards give my six offim. Avadet samayla. It's machlokes Nedib Yehuda and the Binyan Tzion, and the person tzicha lachatchila give it afterwards. Is it mechuyev to give it afterwards? Maybe not, but lachatchila would be to give it afterwards. Another big halacha which is negea for ma'asik sofim is some people learn the halachas of ma'asik sofim at a later stage, and they make their calculations. They realize they learned through the halachas, and they realize that they weren't doing the ma'asik sofim kedin. Is a person mechuyev? Is it the right thing to give ma'asik sofim on lemafreya from how much a person should have given over the years? He learned through the halachas and he saw it wasn't given enough. Is it mechuyev to give it? Is it not? Right, Rav Ozna, Shevet Halevi, that since it's a minik, the minik is from when you were makabel the minik.
Wow,
it's a very strong minik. A very strong minik. But so it depends what. If you were giving ma'asa and you made the cheshbon in your ma'asa, but you meant to do what the minig was to be given ma'asa, then you should give it back. Because you planned being misnag with dinner ma'asa, and therefore you made a mistake in what you were doing, but you wanted to do ma'asa, so you already toich your kabbalah of giving ma'asa, then you should give it back. Oh, but the way Rav Ozna writes, or the way Rav Moshe Steinbach says, something came about tshuva in South Africa after 70 years, a 70-year-old man, and he wrote to Rav Moshe Steinbach whether I should be giving ma'asa money and all the profits I made over the years. Besides a beautiful tshuva that he writes, as a Shecha Yisrael, who basically had given, or somebody is looking back for a chayiv of 70 years, of 70 years, or 50 years, or whatever it was, there was a business over there, giving mice over there. Basically had given an umus olam, such a thing that somebody should ask a shayla b'chlal about giving back mice. But Rav Moshe Steinbach says the same tshuva like Rav Ozna. We're talking about a minik, a minik, which is a shtak minik, of a minik. A minik is from when you do your Kabbalah. But it's a minik, and a minik, like we said, it's very, very important. The person should make his bli neder. Bli neder, that shouldn't be, even if he never made it a Kabbalah before he started giving my six of him, to make his Kabbalah now, the person say. But the Kabbalah should be that I'm not machayev myself to give it only to aniyim. I'm not machayev myself if chas v'shalom I come in the day of matzev, where I'm not able to give, then I'm considered being mavatel my neder. I'm not machayev myself if it didn't go to something which is really oiske halten. LP, Gidre, Maisik Sofim, the Famelas, Geblib, and Achoyv. A person is always better off when it comes to Maisik Sofim. If he speaks out before he starts actually giving his Maisik Sofim, there's Machayv himself, Sachakoil, Batominik, and therefore, if it goes right, Matev Manoim, and if it goes right, he's Zeicha to all the schools that Chazal say. And if he doesn't, at least he doesn't run into not being Machayv his neighbor. Mr. Shalom, next we can move on to the next thing. Yeah. I just wrote a mention of the